Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche. Auch bei den Johnsons. Oder, Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, antiseptic t-shirts, a robot basketball shot maker, and toilets in cockpits. Coming up in just a minute.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
The following is a test of the PMS Emergency Broadcast Network. It is only a test.
What is your problem? Can't you get off that couch and help me around here? I should have listened to my mother. You are no good lazy pig.
I don't know why I married you in the first place. You no good son of a pig!
This has been a test of the PMS Emergency Broadcast Network. If this had been an actual emergency, you would have been instructed not to go home, to check into the nearest motel, and wait 3 to 5 days before returning to your house. Again, this has been only a test of the PMS Emergency Broadcast Network. We now return to our regularly scheduled program.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Right now, I've been told to go to the satellite. We have something on our big screen coming up. It would appear to be coming to us from...
what the heck's that?
Oh, there we go.
we'll come back to that.
It would appear to be antiseptic.
Hey, that's Ed. Right. The plumber don't give a flush.
Hey. Oh, nice.
Sorry, I'm a bit under the weather this week. Oh. You know, as we say, we may not be the best plumbers in town, but we are the cheapest. How did we do it? First of all, I'm not licensed, bonded, nor insured. I pass those savings along to you. I want to jump on here real quick, just in time for the holidays. It's the new antiseptic t-shirt, the I'll bang your pipes, but I won't bang your wife t-shirt.
I want one. Where do you get those, Ed?
Well, luckily, you guys at Bob and Tom were nice enough to carry that on your website. So if you go to bobandtom.com, there's a little thing right at the top. You can click on that. We also got hooded sweatshirts for because it's cold out.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make a little Christmas cash for bailing out Meemaw this year.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, last year we couldn't bail her out till damn near Easter. It's a tradition. She has one too many rum balls and then fights anything and anyone.
Sure.
Yeah, last year she took on all three of the wise men at the live nativity scene.
Oh man,
there was frankincense and myrrh everywhere. Yeah, we're really backed up at the shop, so to speak. So the shirts will ship out the day after Christmas, just in time for Hanukkah. Or New Year's. It's who doesn't want a New Year's antiseptic t-shirt to wear to your Christmas or your New Year's party? Oh, I'm so excited.
And you really can get those at the Bob and Tom website.
You can. Yeah, okay. You know, my motto, day late, a dollar short. Just tell your kids Santa's running late.
Sure. So,
the kids are going to want them.
Oh, they're going to. My kids already ordered three. So, anyways, pick up your antiseptic t-shirt today.
Let me ask you this, Ed. Are they flushable? You know, if you're in a
I'll be honest, Josh, everything's flushable.
You found that the hard way.
I will tell you this, these shirts are only available till next Wednesday. After that, they're like a clog that I've dealt with. They're gone forever. Oh. Order today, and as Will Smith would say, if your toilet keeps running, it's time to get jiggle with it. Buy my t-shirt.
Okay.
All right, Ed.
Thank you, Ed. Let me check. He's not kidding. There they are.
Great. Right. They are, man.
The antiseptic t-shirts.
Right there on the website.
That's very cool.
I'm getting a hoodie. Good design, too.
Well, we turn back to the sports desk, starring Chick McGee.
Well, now, we were talking earlier a couple months ago about the new tallest basketball player in college basketball.
In Florida, right?
His name's Oliver Rue. Mm-hmm. Like R-O, there's an X in there.
Yeah. Chick, and isn't he just shy of 8 feet?
It's 7 feet, 9 inches tall. Oh. And he was working out yesterday in Florida. I thought you'd like to see him working out.
That's crazy.
He holds the ball up with two hands, and it can touch the rim as he's standing there. With one hand, the ball touches the rim.
That's really not fair.
Flat-footed on the play, on the court, he can hold the ball up and touch the rim.
Okay.
And he's in high school.
No, he's in college.
Florida Gators. Florida Gators freshman, Oliver Rue.
From Canada.
That's amazing.
So he could still be growing.
7 feet, 9 inches.
He's got to have a Pringles can down there.
Even if he's small for his size, right?
Yeah. Or a pencil.
A chopstick,
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you'd be real thin.
Yeah, it could be long and thin.
You never know.
Have a jump rope.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Mm.
And the picture you saw there briefly, Mac Hollins, wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills. He was the gentleman who was walking into the Bills game. During the snow, they had 23 inches, and he was dressed in a nice white fur coat and bare feet. Well, yesterday, he doesn't like to wear shoes.
Right.
He feels grounded. So yesterday, he was doing his cold therapy outside Bill's Stadium, and there he is. As you can see, when you get a picture from the side there, you can tell he's a boy. And
He's a handsome boy.
He's sitting.
You can't see anything except his long hair.
Very fit.
He's dunking his backside into a snowdrift. He calls this his cold therapy.
All right.
Isn't that nice?
I do that too, the cold therapy.
Do
Is
you?
That right?
I didn't pay my electric bills.
I'm here all week. You can hear nuggets like that.
Yeah, I've got a letter.
More wacky asides like that? Okay.
Got a letter. Hey, fellas and Christy.
Yes.
I know we're not talking about Pat's new situation, but if it is what it appears to be, I've got an idea that could solve everything.
Okay.
Have Pat and Ace become roommates.
Oh, my God.
We could save money.
Yeah, because only one of you will be alive after a couple of weeks.
There's plenty of room. We can go to our own space and do our thing.
Mm-hmm.
Eat some free.
So you're going to move into Ace's?
Soup? Sure. What the heck?
We got to get a studio apartment.
Yeah.
What kind of rent would you need, Ace, for Pat to move into your place?
He wouldn't have to pay.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Wow.
One black, one white.
The mod couple.
Back to Chick McGee.
I have an email here real quick from our friend Tim. He says he listens to the show all day at work. He had to take a break from the show for one day. The reason being, he had a dream that he was in studio with all of us. It was a short dream, he says. In the dream, when the show went to a commercial break, as Tom was walking out into the hallway, I wanted to tell him a story. I was stumbling, trying to start the story, and Tom looked at me and said, "Oh, can you hurry? I'm very busy." And then Tim woke up and said he was kind of laughing to himself, even in people's dreams.
Well, I'm sure that was a fine letter. Next.
Really? Are you denying that you behaved that?
Oh. Ladies.
gentlemen.
Man,
in the ghetto.
As the snow falls.
I'll have a blue Christmas.
Right. Cold and gray Chicago.
Mom, how about you?
Poor little baby child was born in the ghetto.
What a melody.
In the ghetto. And his mama cried.
So Mac Davis wrote this, huh?
Because if there's one thing that she don't need, it's another little hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto.
But we're going to feed that mouth with brand new waffle.
Isn't a time.
No, put the brakes on me. See, you guys, this is the problem with me being on here.
Yeah,
you guys are all asking him to slam on the brakes, and I'm going, gas, buddy, gas.
Go.
There's a part of me that wants the gas.
It's Eggos. We can feed every mouth in your home.
There you go.
Sorry.
Ghetto Eggos.
You don't want ghetto Eggos?
Of course I do. Seriously, I'll take any Eggos.
Why did you think of Eggos? Because of the word ghetto?
What else rhymes? Not much.
No.
Oh, a little peanut butter, what honey about, sandwich.
Yeah, Lego my ghetto.
What about spaghettos?
Oh, that'd be good. Spaghettos.
A Japanese robot has broken the Guinness World Record for the farthest basketball shot by a humanoid robot.
Hey, Pat, do that thing you do during the breaks. Your impression of a Japanese robot.
Yeah,
it kills.
How does that go
all the way?
This is a great story. It's a humanoid robot, and it shoots hoops.
I think you honestly believe that when you say things like, this is a great story, people will think it's a great story.
You don't think it's super cool that you've got a robot that can shoot hoops?
No, I think it's dangerous, for starters.
Well, so what are we dealing with? Are we, as chicks rule, and I tend to agree with him on this, if a robot, it has a face.
It does.
Okay.
I think,
well,
say,
it has a head.
The term humanoid, I think.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I missed it while I was...
The robot is known as Q6, that's C-U-E-6.
Oh.
Artificially intelligent humanoid robot created by Toyota.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
And they show it's almost a full court shot.
It should never miss, right?
Well, it took them a while to get it programmed, but it's got fingers on its hands, and it puts the ball up, bends its robot elbow, and
there you go.
Bends its robot.
Oh yeah, I see. Yeah.
It's really cool. Yeah.
Well, that's the key word. It's programmed to shoot at a certain distance.
Well, of course it is. It's a robot. What do you think?
Does it have to stand still?
Wait a minute. Do you want him to go to college and get an NBA pro contract? Is that what you want, Ace? Would that be helpful?
No, it's programmed to shoot a certain distance.
Have you seen a picture of the thing?
Yeah.
There he is. There he is.
Could play for the Globetrotters.
He looks a little
like... It is moving.
He looks a little bit like Shaq from behind.
He does, yes.
Look at this shot!
Whoa!
It's almost full court, and it's a robot.
It is insane.
Come on!
We have to kill it.
We have to.
Oh, it's
dismantle
terrifying.
This now.
Terrifying.
Oh, look at all of them.
Now it has to. Now it does. It does have to play.
His name is Q.
Christy, it has to play college ball for a year before it's eligible for the NBA.
Okay. Yes.
Or be.
Isn't there a Twilight Zone where robots take over boxing, and an old boxer wants to act? He acts like a robot.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
There should be. That's a good one.
Yeah. But he's not really a robot, but he's at the end of his career, and he goes in and tries to...
Is he just mutilated?
Yeah.
Then he gets pugilistic dementia and has a sad end.
Oh.
A drooling cup. And
80 feet, 6 inches.
It's fantastic.
By the way, the NBA court's 94 feet long. So, yes, almost a full court.
All right, but stop here at basketball.
But as Ace says, it's really nothing because he was programmed. He didn't decide for himself to shoot the basketball.
So you move it 1 inch to the left, it can't make that shot.
Yeah. Right.
See?
But still. Also, it plays better D than most of the guys in the NBA.
Well, that's for sure.
He takes it very seriously.
Cool. And the robot only can shoot the basketball once every 3 days.
But you listen to me, scientists. It stops here with basketball. I don't want to see sharpshooters. Or anything like that.
Hockey? That'd be really hard for hockey because of the...
That would be hard.
On ice.
A team of robot Navy SEALs.
That's gonna happen. I mean, I like that it keeps our men and women out of danger, but we can't have them turning on us.
No.
It's great.
Everything is going right down the line for us to be conquered by robots.
I know.
Everything.
Eliminated.
Absolutely. Yep.
But we tell them what to do.
We're in their
No.
And they just heard that, by the way.
Until they become sentient, and then we're done.
When they realize how much they can do without us.
Don't you remember Hal in 2001? My favorite part of the movie when Hal says, the robot says, "You know perfectly well what I'm talking about."
Good Lord. Oh, my God.
Chilling. And the way that's cut. When you suddenly realize what's going on, that is as good as it gets. Now, I have a real quick question.
Have you heard on they've redone Hal? It's kind of hard to explain. You've seen from 2001, right?
Of course. So this is the main computer that speaks.
This is the redone version. Yeah, and it sounds a little something like this.
Open the pod bay doors, please, Hal.
Sorry, I can't find anyone named Rod K. More in your contacts.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
Sorry, I'm having trouble processing your request.
Oh boy, even up there.
Huh? Yep.
What's the problem?
Problem Child is a 1990 comedy movie starring Mike Oliver.
What are you talking about, Hal?
Playing Talking Heads on Spotify.
I don't know what you're talking about, Hal.
Here are a few popular halal restaurants.
Halal.
Bigel's Pizzeria, Fatima's Halal Meat Market and Grill, Sutter's Halal Meat Market and Grill, and Old Water.
Where the hell did you get that idea, Hal?
Searching for flights to Idaho.
Hal, I won't argue with you anymore. Open the doors.
Playing the doors on Spotify.
There you go. That's new and improved Hal.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I once again, you got to check out this robot, and it done by the engineers at Toyota.
Yeah. Hmm.
So that means this robot will get 400,000 miles before you have to change the oil.
Yeah. We should
gonna run
up,
forever.
We should come up with a petition and take it out wherever we go, and have people sign the petition to keep robots from becoming self-aware.
Yes.
We have to word it in such a way and get honest-to-gosh signatures.
No, but this is, I would love to see this at an NBA game. Did they bring this out at halftime?
I will pour my soda over it.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Rust it out.
You know, in fact, this thing, Josh, this thing is so accurate. If it misses the shot, it claims it was fouled.
This is
a really accurate robot. I highly, highly
really,
recommend it.
Really accurate.
Falls down and grabs its leg.
Oh, boy.
In the meantime, we are getting off the sports page, going to the news page with Christy Lee at the news desk.
Airbus is making news today. They're hoping to install an open, radio-equipped toilet in airplane cockpits to eliminate the need for two pilots.
See, that's why I object to this.
Oh!
The proposal by the European aerospace giant, part of ongoing work to allow single-pilot operations of wide-body aircraft during the cruise phase of flight.
No.
See, I'm with you, too. Why can't that guy just sleep, you know, or watch a movie or something? Why do you have to eliminate the whole person?
And so he could be on his radio dropping a deuce.
But you know what I'm saying? The autopilot or the other guy.
Right.
Or woman could be.
But I want two pilots up there.
That's what I'm saying.
They have two pilots on takeoff and landing. I think what you're talking about is maybe letting the other pilot go into the back or something. Because it says here, allow single pilot operations only during the cruise phase of flights. So the other guy's got to be, our gal's got to be on there. That's
okay.
On point.
Yeah, so
but
then
why can't it just use the regular toilet? Who wants one?
I don't know. Pilots panned the idea after learning of the proposal during the Airline Pilots Association Board of Directors meeting. Airbus's plan involved replacing a flight deck jump seat with an open toilet. Open toilet, by the way, no door, with air traffic control communications.
Do you want that? The guy, this is your cup speaking. No.
You can hear it.
Do you think the mic will stretch into the
toilet? Yeah, but I mean, you watch your co-pilot all of a sudden. I'll tell you what, I went to Chi-Chi's last night. This is going to be a rough flight.
Oh, well, you got this, right? Because I'm going to be here a while.
Okay.
Hey, well, hand me the flight manual, will you?
Now, would you want to have a car? Would you want to? Let's say, I'll make this different. What if you were an over-the-road trucker?
Mm-hmm.
Would you want to have the ability to, instead of pulling over and taking a break, actually just
have a little thing on your seat that you could push?
Yeah. You push a button, all of a sudden,
it opens up.
Christy's got this down.
It opens up.
For emergencies, yes. Yeah. Just in case.
But isn't it important to have the break for the driver of a long-haul truck to take a little mental break, get off the road?
Right, of course. Yes, yeah. So only in a case of emergency would I want that. Or, like, or a number one.
Because
sometimes you don't want to pull over.
And you can imagine the guys that run these trucking companies, hey, we got a great idea. We can keep our guys and ladies on the road constantly now.
Well, there are laws.
They don't have to pull over. We get nuclear-powered trucks. They can just drive all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
There are laws.
There are.
Well, there should be.
My car will say, time for a coffee break.
Yeah.
Your car?
Yes, it comes up on the dash.
God, cars suck now.
You do any kind of little swerve
or
something.
Yeah, it will go, it's time for a coffee break.
Cars are the best.
No, cars reached their peak 30, 40 years ago.
Is that right?
I can't stand all these bells and whistles.
So it's not about distance, it's about how you're driving?
It's about how you're driving.
Shut up, car.
Mine says,
leave me alone.
This is why I stopped wearing an Apple Watch. I was tired of my left wrist bossing me around.
I think there's a camera inside that sees you if you start drifting off with your eyes, too.
Mine says, put down the bottle, checkpoint ahead.
Oh, really?
Now, is that an aftermarket edition?
I don't know.
That seems oddly specific. Installed
by someone in this building?
There's nothing like hitting a checkpoint when you're great, when you're fine.
Yeah.
Like you're not doing anything wrong.
Yeah. It's the greatest. It is the greatest. You should have been here yesterday.
I see a checkpoint. I just turn around. I don't.
Wow, that's not suspicious.
Yeah.
There should always be one guy ready to chase that.
No, there's usually a guy.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders, ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.